Oh, well, Robert Morris, welcome to another episode of Pittsburgh News. Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
I'm Charles Stockhausen, and this week's sponsor is fire, because that's what this show is, and we're ready to light one off. But really, in general, if you hear the word fire, you should probably look around for a fire and then evacuate the premises if there is an actual fire. But in the case that there's not, boy oh boy, is fire nice when you can roast s'mores, hot dogs, or anything else over it. It was made millions of years ago by our Neanderthal brethren, and from there, you know, we just can't go without it. Cooking stuff? Fire. Warmth? Fire. Mm-hmm. Burning things down. Fire. Destruction. Yeah. Fire. So thank you again for our sponsor, Fire, this week. You know, keep doing what you do, but don't destroy people's lives, because that's mean.
Yep. Now we got the first event here. It's called Tapescapes 3.0.
I'm ready.
admission. General admission. $16 for adults. $14 for children from ages 2 to 18. Members and children under 2 are free. It is at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, 10 Children's Way, Pittsburgh, PA, 15212. Time is 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. You can email hi@pittsburghkids.org. Phone is 412-322-5058. So,
I just want to say real quick, question. Do you think I could pass as a 2-year-old?
No.
Dang it.
Because you're over 5 foot, so I'm not sure how you're going to be able to pull that off.
Well, okay, first off, just over 5 foot. What 2-year-old is over, like, 3 feet? I don't know the average height for a 2-year-old, but I'm going to assume it's, like, 2 to 3 feet. Maybe not even a foot. I don't know. Probably a foot. But, like, how tall you think people are?
I mean, like, a 3-year-old's got to be, like, this height, at least?
All right, you know what? You read. I'm going to look up the average height for a 2-year-old.
All right. Experience the wonder and excitement of the unexpected use of materials in Tastescapes 3.0. This play exhibit art installation is an indoor climbing, sliding, rolling landscape made of more than 50 miles of packing tape stretched over a 2-story steel frame. Designed by creator Eric Lennartson, Tastescapes 3.0 is open daily at the Children's Museum from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. through May 12, 2019.
All right.
Yeah. So, like, the reason I picked this because, like, I'm expecting like a huge creation made out of tape.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, say like there's like a giant ball of tape that's used as an art display.
That's what you want to see, is just a giant ball of tape.
Or is it like fancied up in some way?
How would you fancy up a giant ball of tape, Ryan?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe create a romantic couple with tape.
Okay, no, I respect it. I know in the one class here, I forget what it was, like intro to art or whatever. It was pretty much like arts and crafts, but college. We had to take masking tape and make a shoe out of it.
A shoe?
A shoe. A wearable shoe. My shoe was the best. I made a Converse, and she didn't believe me that I only used tape because the bottom was so thick and hard. But it was just tape, and I was upset.
Was it comfortable?
I mean, it was tape, Ryan. I don't think it was too comfortable. I remember wearing it. I mean, it didn't tie very well. It stayed together okay, but it was, yeah, it was adequate, put it that way.
All right. So what's the average height for a 2-year-old?
So the average height for a 2-year-old, first off, I just want to say this right now, okay? I understand why you do it, all right? But don't keep saying, oh, yeah. How old your kid? Well, 24 months. Your kid's 2, all right? Your kid isn't 24 months. He is 2. Anyway, they had to make me do some math here. So the average height for a 2-year-old is 33.8 to 35.4 inches, which for everyone who doesn't really want to do math, that's, like me, that's about
that's
two,
just under 3 feet.
That's under 3 feet. Because 36 is that. I averaged it out to about 34 inches. So, yeah, it's about 2 inches under 3 feet. So the average 2-year-old is not even 3 feet. So I don't think because I'm above 5 foot that I want to get in. I think there's a lot. I'd have to be way smaller, and there's probably some other things like.
How would you compose yourself to be the size of a 2-year-old?
So if I could only be 3 feet, even on my knees, that wouldn't work. All right, I'm gonna have to cut off my lower body. I think that's the only option. I understand there's a lot of medical things that have a problem with that, but just I'm gonna have to get rid of my legs. That is the only option here. Either that. Or I gotta shave like little by little. Well, actually, that'd probably be safer. I just shave little by little off of the bottom of my feet every night so that I can just like slowly and slowly, millimeter by millimeter, get smaller. And hopefully by the time that this comes back around next year, I'll be small enough.
Yeah. All right, Charles. So what's up next?
So next, Ryan, we have Da Vinci, the exhibition, straight from the codices of the original Renaissance man. Interactively, Leonardo da Vinci's machines explore his world-renowned paintings and discover his innovations in art, flight, hydraulics, music, and more. We've told you about this before. We're going to remind you about it. All right. So for admission to this, it is Da Vinci. The exhibit tickets are adults $19.95, seniors are $17.95, children are $15.95. Da Vinci the exhibition plus Carnegie Science Center general admission is what you get, plus the adult combo is $29.90. If you want to get into the Science Center as well, $24.90 for children, $21.90 admission to the Da Vinci exhibition is $8.95 for all members. This is of course at the Carnegie Science Center, 1 Avenue 15212. And you can contact Nicole Shanawelf if you want to get more information. Anyway, so the event itself is going to be super. All right, you get to take a journey of innovation, creativity, science, and wonder through the life, research, and art of the original Renaissance man, Leonardo da Vinci. Da Vinci, the exhibition, features more than 60 fully built life-size inventions, more than 20 fine art exhibits, and dozens of stunning displays that examine the complex beginnings and lifetime achievements of Da Vinci through his discoveries in art, engineering, flight, hydraulics, music, light, and more. How do you have innovations in light? I don't understand that. We'll get back to that later. Explorers Blockbuster Exhibition for a limited time in Pittsburgh. Da Vinci the Exhibition opens Saturday, February 16th, 2019 at Carnegie Science Center's PPG Science Pavilion. You can buy those tickets again, and it's going to be a good time. If you don't like science, well, who doesn't like science, first off?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm an art guy, but science has always been a thing because I feel like science is the art of the world.
What's your favorite science concept?
See, that's a tough question, Ryan.
Do you like astrology, geology, astronomy?
You know what? Yeah, astronomy, I guess, is science, so I'm going to go with that. Other than that, I mean, like, I like physics, but I don't like the math involved in physics.
Yeah.
I like the experimentation process. So, like, literally, the idea of just like, will this work? And then going through doing the scientific process and then seeing if it did work and then writing down your findings. That's the thing that I find interesting. I don't really like anything that has to do with numbers because math sucks. And if anyone disagrees with that, you're wrong. But you probably also have a job. So good for you. but how does he make innovations in light? Did he like talk to the sun and be like, hey, yo, sun? Like, I see that you're giving off some light. But if you move back, maybe like, I don't know. 24 miles, which in space is like 0 inches. If you move back like 24 miles, I bet Earth gonna be way happier. And the sun's like, you know what, Da Vinci? You're right. So the sun moved back, and then Da Vinci was like, hey, yo, it's cooler now. So I don't know how that actually works. Or maybe he invented like that light prism that like reflects the rainbow and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for sure. But if you want to see all of his awesome inventions, go to the Science Center and get your tickets today because you don't want to miss that. I'm super excited because it combines all of the favorite things of humanity, art, science, and the little bit of math that doesn't matter. But however, if you're not into that, we'll get you a sunset dinner cruise at the Gateway Clipper Fleet, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And this is adults $47, children $22, and it's a reoccurring event. So you can get yourself that sunset dinner even after Da Vinci or the day before Da Vinci and then go to Da Vinci. You know, you're going to find a good date around here in Pittsburgh is all I'm saying. So, Ryan, take notes. Sunset dinner cruise. The weekend is the time to relax, unwind, and have fun. Join us out on the water abroad, our sunset dinner cruise, sailing Friday and Sunday evenings. This cruise features the fabulous sunset dinner buffet with delicious hometown favorites, a DJ playing all your favorites from today and yesteryear, and the beautiful sights as the sunsets on the three rivers. So bring family, friends, colleagues, or that special someone, Ryan, and just enjoy yourself out on the river this weekend. I just want to say, they use favorites a lot. That's probably, I mean, it's good advertising because, like, I like favorites. Everyone likes their favorite things.
Yeah.
Just maybe calm down on your favorites. Maybe use, like, one less favorite. Anyway, so the weekend is time. Oh, okay. That's the same exact thing. Why, Ryan, why? Why you do this? I was about to read the same thing again.
I'm sorry, man. It's just part of the ad.
All right, fine, whatever. Question, though. You getting a ticket?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I got it. You taking someone?
I don't know, but I need a girl.
Need a girl, yeah? Or are you going to go stag and then you can find someone there?
Who? I don't know.
I mean, what's your pickup line game going like there, bud?
Favorite line?
No, your pickup line
game. Oh, favorite pickup going? Line.
Yeah, what you working with?
So, roughly, Joey Tribbiani for Friends. How you doing?
What's your pickup line?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I understand. All right. It's not cheesy. It works, especially the way you say it. It's suave as heck.
So I think you want me to do it again?
You know, I mean, for all of the listeners out there who know Ryan, as the famous Ryan that he is, here's a little something for you to get you through the day.
How you doing?
If you swooned, we apologize. If your heart's racing, we apologize. But keep listening, because his sweet, sweet voice is going to read this next ad.
Yep. The next thing we have is the Easter Bunny Breakfast Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
This is a little pricey, but nothing too bad.
What do you mean? The cruise, the previous cruise is different.
The previous cruise was a little bit expensive, too.
Yeah, but for not for you, because you got money out the butt. So you're going to be taking cruises all the time on the river, buddy. Anyway, yeah. Continue.
Adults are $30, children are $15, and infants are $5. It's another Gateway Clipper Fleet cruise.
Because we're actually going to cruise in Pittsburgh, right?
Yep. 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the Gateway Clipper Fleet, 412-355-7980. So what's going to happen is you can hop on board and join the Easter Bunny and friends for a fun-filled breakfast out on the three rivers. Enjoy a sightseeing tour with the Bunny of the Hour. Dine on a delicious breakfast and meet the Easter Bunny with his famous friends.
You know, it's going to be really messed up, and I'm curious. What if they serve rabbit?
That'd be messed up.
That's really. I mean, just the way enjoy a sightseeing tour with the Bunny of the Hour, dine on a delicious breakfast, and meet the Easter Bunny. I don't know, man. I feel like if I read that a different way, I could be dining on the Easter Bunny. That's all I'm saying.
That would be messed up. But for details about the trip, it's time to get up, kids, and have breakfast with the Easter Bunny.
Oh boy!
Come aboard and celebrate the Easter season with the Easter Bunny and a few of his friends on this two-hour morning cruise sailing the three rivers.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
All kids get to meet the Easter Bunny and receive a special treat.
I love treats.
It's a fun and interactive cruise for the kids featuring story time and a meet and greet time with all of your favorite holiday movie characters.
Woo.
The cruise includes Easter Bunny story time, a DJ dance party featuring today's hits, plus line dances led by our DJ host.
Wow.
Sightseeing featuring the panoramic Pittsburgh skyline.
Ooh.
Face painting, souvenirs, balloons, and photos are available for purchase and are not included in the ticket price.
I want to look like an elephant.
All right, now want me to? We got the breakfast menu.
Oh, we got the breakfast menu. Oh, sweet. So we don't have to make up a breakfast menu. That's really nice. All right. So
good news is there's no rabbit in this menu.
Oh, that's good. It's good here. Save your voice. I'll do this for you. All right. We got the fresh fruit bowl, farm fresh scrambled eggs. All right, not factory fresh, farm fresh.
Excellent.
Yes, of course. Cinnamon swirl French toast with warm maple syrup. Not cold, everybody. It is warm.
I love warm maple syrup.
See, that's what I'm saying. Cold maple syrup just doesn't do it the same.
Yeah.
Buttermilk pancakes with whipped salted butter. Oh.
Sliced
Virginia ham with honey glaze. All right, look up what Virginia ham is for me.
Sure.
I assume it's the same as Canadian bacon, but I just got to make sure. Then we got smoked sausage links and griddle brown breakfast potatoes. See, now, I'm a big fan of potatoes. And definitely breakfast potatoes are the best potatoes because they get that nice crunchy exterior and that soft interior. Ooh, salt them bad boys up and you got a meal and a half. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I just looked up a glazed ham, Virginia ham.
Thank you.
It is sort of the type of ham that you see at Thanksgiving.
We're talking about. Oh, so a Virginia ham is just what a regular ham is?
Virginia country ham.
Okay, is it a brand of ham? All right. Whatever your typical ham is, I guess, is called a Virginia ham. I don't see what
that is. I just typed up Virginia ham with honey glaze.
Yeah, all right. I guess, like I said, it's a ham. Why do you call it Virginia ham then? I feel like
Virginia ham with honey mustard glaze. I don't know.
A honey mustard glaze. Now that sounds even better.
Yeah, and this is a one roasted cow.
A roasted cow?
Or pig.
Boy, do you know what your meat is?
No. I'm sorry, man. I confuse it sometimes, okay?
Dude, it's pink. You're not supposed to eat pink beef. What you doing?
Oh.
Get your life together, sir. Let's talk about it. While you get yourself together, let's talk about the Record Store Day 2019 at the Government Center. Admission is free. It's on 519 East Ohio Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. You can contact Derek January. Wow, that is a cool last name. If you want to contact him by email, it's Derek January. Outlook or phone is 724-351-1619. So, at this event, you're going to get ready to celebrate music and records and free food and listening to some great live music. That's a lot of ands, so you can't miss out. This is our first Record Store Day, so we're taking it easy on the number of titles we're bringing in. However, there are a number of rare and unusual items that we've been holding on to that will hit the shelves on 4/13, plus a ton of cool stuff to give away. In other words, this is not the place to camp out, but it's definitely worth your while to stop by and dig. Here's the initial lineup. 2 p.m., Lindsey Dragan. 4 p.m., Ryan Hoffman and the Pioneers. And at 6 p.m., Old Game. 8 p.m., Heck Yeah, Dinosaurs. So I can't say it on the radio, but it's an F word, and yeah, Dinosaurs. I'm more excited for that because what kind of band name is that? That's phenomenal. That's ducking great. I repeat, ducking great.
Yes.
D. All right, right. I mean, out of those, aside from the last band, right?
Yeah.
Everything's free. It's music. You got to see yourself some live music. So this is the perfect time to do it because it's, again, free. And if you don't want to pay to see it live, go and do it here. And they got cool stuff. And you can't camp out, but you can definitely dig around.
Besides that last group, what are you anticipating?
I'm anticipating a good Drats.
What group are you looking forward to?
Oh, looking forward to? You know, Ryan Hoffman and the Pioneers, I've heard of them before. I've not really listened to their music, but if I've heard of them, apparently they're good. I mean, all of them sound good. I mean, Old Game is kind of a bland name, but I mean,
yeah.
It could also be something.
I was thinking Ryan Hoffman and the Pioneers as well.
Right. And then Lindsey Dragan kind of reminds me of Lindsey Sterling, so that's also a possibility for that. I don't know. It all sounds cool. And it's free music, free food. Go hang out with people. Stop being inside all the time and listening to us, even though that's really awesome of you, and we appreciate it. But, yeah, I'm a loner. Don't be a loner like me.
But now we got the Burdens, which admissions tickets start at $29, so it sounds as if that ticket price is not definitive.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a show.
Yeah. Location, State Theater. That's not specific at all.
It's Southside.
The time is 5:30 to 8 p.m. The phone is 412-431-2489.
They still got a landline.
Yep. Siblings Morty and Jane communicate like proper millennials, primarily through text message and loaded with sarcasm. Their lives flailing on opposite coasts, they hatch an outrageous plan to relieve their mother of the burden of Zad, their centenarian, and particularly prickly grandfather. A world premiere dark comedy for the digital age, the Burdens explores pop culture, connection, and share the value of actual FaceTime. And The Burdens is by Matt Schatz, directed by Mark Masterson. April 6th through May 12th, 2019.
That's, like, this sounds amazing. First off, love dark comedy. Second off, I probably will see this. Just because, first off, love plays. Worked at City Theater. Great place. It just sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like, just the description, it got me to chuckle a little bit. I mean, even though you had some trouble on this centenarian. I mean, I had trouble on that too, but particularly prickly grandfather is what got me. It just sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
There
will be a deep meaning to it, but we can get past that.
Yeah. There are actually some special dates for.
I love special dates.
Yep. April 6th to 11th, Pick Your Price previews.
Oh, yeah.
April 12th, opening night.
So be there or be square.
Yep. April 14th, the Green Room, art in an after party.
What?
April 20th, pay what you want. If free was an option, I would go free.
Yeah, well, you can't pay free.
Yeah, if I had to pick my price, I go $1.
Okay, that's fair.
May 7th, ASL interpretation. I'm not sure what that means, but it sounds exciting. May 12th, audio description, open caption. Again, I don't understand. I don't know what that means, but it sounds interesting.
So for audio description, open caption, that's for everyone who has a disability, hearing or sight-wise, and you can go and see the play on that night easier than you can see on other nights, just so everyone knows.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is super interesting to go on those nights. I mean, I want to get a ticket just because for people who do want to see it, who do have those disabilities, go get to see it. But it's interesting to see how they do it. Like, it's really fun because it's – let me put it this way. It's always interesting to me. You know, I have all of my senses. But if I were to lose a sense and then have to rely on that sense to get me through the day or whatever, it's always interesting to see the technology that is made to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see what happens next. This is 24 Hours of Lemons. This is great. All right. Let's stop here. Michael Evans is going to do this in a shaggin' wagon from the 70s. Admission is $30, and you can contact 734-535-1000. So what this is 24 Hours of Lemons is an endurance road racing series held across the United States and New Zealand. The series holds the Guinness World Record for the most participants in one race. These races set themselves apart from the typical road race by the unusual penalties and punishments meted out by judges. Each entry is required to have cost only $500. And what they mean by that is the car cannot cost more than $500. So pretty much you drive, because if you stop, that car probably won't start again.
Yeah.
For the first time, 24 Hours of Lemons will be visiting Pit Race in the Pit Maneuver, April 13th through 14th, 2019. All access spectator passes, $30 at the gate. Kids under 16 are free.
That sounds interesting.
It's a pretty cool race.
Except I'm not 16, so I can't get in free.
That's fine. You can just submit a car, bro.
Yeah.
Why not? You know?
Yeah. I would love to be part of a race.
Right? And it's only a $500 admission at the most, but most likely you'll get like a $100 car. So, yeah.
Well, Charles, what would you do if I asked you to participate in a go-kart race?
A go-kart race?
Like around a huge racetrack.
Huge race? Sure. I'll participate in a go-kart race. Why would I not? I mean, it's go-kart racing.
Yeah.
Is there Mario involved? Can I throw bananas at you?
Yeah. I'll throw bananas.
All right, we're throwing bananas. We're chucking bananas and racing around a giant racetrack somewhere.
Maybe find some green shells.
Green shells, too. Yeah, I'll just hit you with a dodgeball instead. Much easier.
Did you read this?
No, I didn't read this. You got the captain's dinner, bro. You're the captain of this ship, so you get the captain's dinner. All right. People are looking forward to this with you. Great event. Let's go.
But first, let's talk about the lemons a little bit more.
Are we talking about the lemons more?
Oh, yeah. My bad.
I'm reading the thing.
Yeah, the captain's dinner. 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the... You can contact Amanda Troop at 412-355-7980. The Captain's Dinner, fabulous dining on the water featuring our all-new Captain's Buffets.
I love Captain Buffets. I love buffets. I mean, in general.
Arrgh.
It's the kind of stuff I'm looking for.
Looking for fun, unique eating out in Pittsburgh? Join us on our Captain's Dinner for a great dinner, music, dancing, and fabulous views of the city skyline. Get up and dance, sit on the top deck, and enjoy a cocktail or take a stroll around the boat and experience this wonderful taste of Pittsburgh. Bring a date, a group of friends, or the whole family and just have fun out on the water.
Ryan, it's your date. You have so many options this month.
Come on, I need a date.
Whoa. You don't just ask for a date. You go out and you get that date, all right, with your great pickup line. Let's make everybody feel good again.
How you doing?
There we go. So, you know, we got to get you a date. We'll do some speed dating. We should do this just on next week's show. We'll just get people lined up outside, do a pull through, essentially, kind of like a wedding in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But speaking of weddings in Las Vegas, it's pretty hilarious. So let's talk about the Arcade Comedy Theater, the smallest show in town. $12 for adults, $7 for kids. Pay as you wish options available for online tickets only. And if you don't know where the Arcade Comedy Theater is, it is 943 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, B15222s. And it's 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Contact Chris Leone, and his phone number is 412-350-1712. Or you can just go and probably on arcadecomedytheater.com and figure that out for yourself. So the smallest show in town is the smallest show in town, of course. Third anniversary celebration, Pittsburgh's only family-friendly variety show featuring acoustic music, sketch and improvisational comedy, storytelling, and, of course, you. Join us for the fun as we celebrate 3 years of monthly shows that bring people together to share a positive evening of entertainment. The smallest show in town happens on the second Saturday of the month at the Arcade Comedy Theater. I mean, it's family friendly.
Yeah.
How could you not go to that? I mean, because a lot of these events I know at the Arcade Comedy Theater aren't particularly family friendly, but if you have a chance to go, you should still go. I mean, if you're not, I don't want to say uptight, but if you are the kind of parent that allows your child to watch Family Guy or something like that,
yeah,
it's fine to take him to this. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't shielded as a child, so I don't really know. That's just how I was upbrought. So yeah, but again, I was a fourth child, so they didn't really care about me. But speaking of that, just go see some comedy instead of watching it on TV, or you know, just continue to listen to the show, and we'll give you gold every episode of the week.
Yeah. So Charles, what would you think if we got the actors, shrunk them down to the size of your fingers, and they just did a show?
Okay. Wait. Hold on. Okay. Stop. All right. So what are we? We're getting actors.
We shrink them like. If we were hypothetically able to get a resizing, right, and shrink them very small.
Okay.
Now, and then they put them up on like a table or something. They do a show for us. What would you think of that?
I think it'd be really weird, man. I don't know. All right, so here's my thing. I've always felt weird if there's like a personal show. So what I mean by that is anytime that you're the only person in the audience or like one of a group, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like, I understand that I paid you to do this, but I feel really bad because you could be doing this for other people, like a larger group of people.
No, like a small group of shrunken actors.
No, I understand.
On a table for a huge group of people.
Okay, huge group of people. Okay, no, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah, it'd be really, really odd though. How would we get microphones that small? Or we just put like one boom mic and it would be like really screechy, like.
Hypothetically, I would personally go and like probably get like a bullhorn or something.
A bullhorn?
Maybe. Or just get like shrink down some very individually small sized bullhorns.
Okay, yeah, no. I mean, if we have the power to shrink things down, then yeah, 100% we could probably just shrink down lav mics and then have those go onto the speakers. Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Okay, so like in this hypothetical situation, though, what's the set looking like?
Ooh, the smallest.
Like, is it circular, or are we doing like a regular stage act where like there's the back of the stage and they go behind a curtain?
A regular stage.
Regular stage?
Yeah.
See, I've always wanted to see an act on a circular stage. I forget what it's called. There's like a specific term for it, but I just want to have the actor like they are there. I know that. What's his name? The one that nobody likes anymore. Dave. No, it was Dave. He was a comedian. He did the Circle of Fire. Dane Cook. And so it's just really interesting because, like, you know, it's a circle stage. You can't escape, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you mess up, you have to stay on stage and you have to tough it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I mean, I don't know. I guess it goes back to, like, why the Colosseum was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Or not awesome because people, you know, were murdered. But entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yep. With that, we actually need to start wrapping up here.
I guess, Ryan, sure. Why not? Let's wrap up this fire show, which brings us back to our sponsor, Fire. Thanks for bringing the heat in the kitchen and outside of the kitchen, keeping us warm from Neanderthals to now.
Yep.
Cook yourself something on some fire today or throw it in a microwave because radiation is the new age of fire.
Yep. And just a little side note, we actually only have two more shows left before we're done.
Oh, boy.
I'm just like, my eyes are
watering. You distraught?
What?
Are you distraught?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you should get over it. We have two shows left, all right? The people need us. Ryan, you can't be crying. Ryan, just show your emotional side. I don't know. Look. You have higher priorities right now.
Yeah.
Is getting a date and going on a cruise.
Yeah.
So, one last time for the viewers, Ryan. Let them have it.
How you doing?
Hopefully that answer is phenomenal, or we have swooned you out of your pants. And we'll see you next week. It's been Charles Stockhausen.
I'm Ryan G. Kelly.
Toodaloo.